Flat markets are now open. Saturday night, UK racing on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 12 past 10, but a beautiful day in Grafton. Gary Cleese is laying back in his board shorts, sunning by the track at the moment as he does the form. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, you couldn't get a better day, could you? You've been in Grafton for the last three or four days, but this is just beaming down here today. And they'll rack them in, as they did yesterday. It's probably the biggest crowd I've seen on a morning day, but they'll get a big one here today. And they've got good fields, and the Cup and the Kirby. The Kirby's the one that pulls that curtain down. Well, we've still got one more day of the carnival to go on Sunday, the McLean Cup, but they've got it all made today, Sean.
Certainly have, Gaz. The first one and two come out. 3 cents here, $11. Four Nosy, $5.50. Five out. Six Star Verada, $6.50. Seven Typhoon Bonnie, four. Eight Always Sacred, eight. Nine The Yellow Queen, six. 10 Invincible Tammy, 10. 11 All About Charlie, 10. 12 Vivid Image, 12. 13 French Command, 26. 14 All Too Sweet. Pardon me, is 101. Our favourite is, it looks like, $4 for Typhoon Bonnie. Is the main one in the market there?
Yeah, well, I'm with her, Sean. I'm 7, 4, 6, and 9. I love both her runs. She runs third at Port Macquarie. She had the track up wide. She was beaten 1.7, and a couple of winners came out of the race. And she still had the track wide at Taree when she ran second there behind Classy Anna, beaten 0.8 of a length. Probably the only thing with her today, Sean, it is a little bit of a sticky gate for her, but she's got enough speed to get across, and she is going good. And she's one of those little mares that normally takes a couple of runs to just tighten up. Four Nosy's had three runs back. His last two have been really good at Taree. He went to Gosford. He was beaten 0.9 of a length. He gets that nice little claim for Emily Atkinson. He seems a little a horse that's not a hard horse to ride. So I think young Emily will handle him. Look, I'm throwing Six Star of Verada. He's got support on tab right at the moment. He probably hasn't had a flash and light on him his last couple of runs, but he gets a lovely gait. And he's certainly better than what his form is showing. In 9, the Ulay Queen resumes. She was going really good last preparation. She's had one little soft trial. You might read in your form guide, she runs 7th of 10 in that trial at Grafton. Don't read a lot into it because she was never off the bridle in that trial. 7, 4, 6 and 9 in race 1.
Second event, one exclusive, 14, 2 and 3 out, 4 True Quality, 4.40, 5 Prince of Aaron, 41, 6 Hellenism, 2.25, 7 Sing Song, 5.50, 8 Swoop, 101, 9 Buffalo Girl, 8, 10 out, 11 Dewbank, 21, 12 Chitorial, 34, 13, 14 out, 15 Camelive, 34, 16 Flying Prince, 15, 17 Blinkensnazzy, 41, 18 Olivia's Girl, 151. Hellenism the favourite here, 2.25, number 6.
Yeah, nice filly, lovely filly, 6, 4, 9 and 7. She should have won on debut. She was unlucky. And then she came back and she just absolutely annihilated them 20 days ago, winning that maiden at Coffs Harbour by 4.8. Normally the helmets can get a bit warm in the yard, but this is a lovely bodied filly and a lovely quiet filly. A True Quality, the four, look, she's the danger. She won a Dooman maiden on debut. He kicked a straight out match done. She resumed with a good bird at Moolumbar, beaten 1.5. That was 5 weeks ago. He took her back to the trials 19 days ago at Deegan just to give her a top off, and she got the trial out of the way there. But she's a pretty smart filly by Reduce Choice. She'll be hard to beat. Annoying Buffalo Girls, two runs back, Lisa Garnett, smart, stable Lisa, knows how to get one right. And she's been faced both her runs this time in and did an awful lot of work from the 800-metre mark to lead at the Gold Coast when running third. So she'll get a better run today. And 7, Sing Song. Look, I thought she was disappointing. I loved the first up run. I thought she was disappointing here behind Mighty Matea, but it might have been the second up syndrome, and she may be looking for 1,400 metres. 6, 4, 9 and 7, race 2.
The third, the Tab Mother's Gift, 1 Cash Spinner, 18, 2 out, 3 Made Marilyn, 18, 4 Snapchat Girl, 290, 5 Sonia, 420, 6 Bedtime Stories, 440, 7 Frisky, 113, 8 They Call Me Rose, 10, 9 Hot Scene, 26, 10 out, 11 Foxy Walk, 850, 12 Golden Lily, 23, 13 Wonderful Thing, 126. Favourite is Snapchat Girl, the 4, 290.
Yeah, I like a $13 chance, Sean. I'm 7, 5, 4 and 8. I'm with a 70 Frisky one. She's had that little bit of support on tap. $13 is overs with her. Maruya run was terrific in an open handicap. Beaten 1.4 lengths, 1,300 metres, got a mile out of the ground and hit the line hard. Beaten 1.4, Matthew Carl rides. She's 1 for 1 at the track, 1,400 suits. She gets a kilo over the limit. I think she's terrific value. Five Swords just flying. Her casino win on Beak Week Cup Day was good. She went to the Gold Coast. And she beat Snapchat Girl now. She had 60.5 kilos. She gets 55. So she drops 5 today. And she actually meets Snapchat Girl better at the weights for beating her. Snapchat Girl is the danger. Look, you could probably offer a few excuses there behind Saunders the other day. She had to hold a course at the 100-metre mark. And I've got the 8-day Call Me Rose. She loved it here. She's a 7-times winner and a 4-times winner here. She was a lot better at Coffs Harbour last start when she runs second. And the biggest thing about it, they leave her lead. She's a better man when she can high roll up in front. She may take a bit of running down. 7, 5, 4, and 8 in race 3.
All right, we go to the fourth. Now, One Arise, My Son, 101, 2 by Indy, 26, 3 Senko Star, 650, 4 Iger, 290, 5 Foot of Spirit, 13, 6 Moonhawk, 12, 7 Ballerina Magic, 16, 8 Centerfire, 480, 9 Hiroko, 550, 10 out, 11 Oso Hot, 21, 12 Underwood, 850. Iger for Brett Kavanagh, the 4, 290 favourite.
Yeah, well, look, I haven't got him in. I haven't got any knocks. Look, he won on debut and he did a good job. He's still a little bit green in transit, so obviously he's going to learn off that. And I'm 9, 12, 3 and 8. I'm just with the 9-year Hiroko. She won an open maiden on debut. She came back and she ran second in a benchmark 58. Dixie beat a 0.2 of a length. We saw Dixie yesterday just get rolled in the last. Now, she's coming back to two-year-old company and she does all the work here at Grafton. And I think she's a pretty smart filly. Well, don't underestimate the bottom weight, 12 Underwood. She's pretty good. She won at Moolumbah. She bolted in there. She went to casino and won there. They took her back and flied her at Bow Desert 10 days ago, and she won a trial by 5 lengths. And she gets 2 out, and she gets a lightweight with Matthew McGilbray on. Very good filly. The big watch is a 2 Chinko Star. He's a lovely horse. He bolted in on debut at Lismore by Stitzel. He resumes here with 2 trials. He's coming off a soft trial at Deegan. When running second in that trial. In 8 Centrefire, the filly from Brisbane, Chrissy Munce has got her. She did a good job to win a Doomben maiden last start. So it probably doesn't end there. 9, 12, 3 and 8 in race 4.
Race 5, 1 and 2 out. 3 Yarn Applier, 754 designated, 425. I'll call Bell Cavello, 16. 6 Aguirre's, 13. 7 Beyond Desire, 5. 8 2 C's, 23. 9 Another Sheila is $8. Number 10 Another Adventure Queen, rather, 51. 11 Gable Choice, 350. 12 Our Blank Canvas, 81. 13 Phil's Dream, 41. 15 Out, 16 Saint Isidore is 26. 16 Secret Lago, 101. 17 Purple Trumpet, 26. Favourite, 350. 11 Global Choice.
Yeah, well, I'm 3, 7, 11, and 8. Oh, I'm with a 3 Yarrama Flyer here. Former Victorian filly, Jim Jarvis has got it. You know as well as what I do. Jimmy can bring him here from Victoria and get the money with him now. This filly had 6 starts in Victoria and she was placed 3 times. So obviously she goes good. There was winners coming out of those races that she was placed in at Kyneton and Cranbourne and Bendigo. Now, he trialled her at Coffs Harbour a couple of weeks ago. She ran 5th at 10 in a trial, beating 2.8. She was never off the bridle. A lovely big filly by Helmet and just trialled up really good. The filly that finished directly in front of her just got beaten a maiden here on debut last Sunday. Now, this filly draws lovely here. Obviously, he's had her for a while. She hadn't run for 2 months and he's had that trial under her belt. So I'd love to see a bit of money and Jimmy might open up his pockets and have something on her. 7 I've got as a danger beyond. Desire had one run. He tipped her straight out that dummy. Took her to Doomben first up. She ran 5th of 11. She was huge. She got cleaned out of the gates and she was stone marvellous last turning the corner. And all she wanted to do was attack the line over the 1,100 metres. So maybe from the gate today, if she can begin, she'll put herself a lot handier. 11 Global's Choice. 3 runs back. Well, she did an awful lot of work at Eagle Farm. She was on 3 and 4 wide over 1,400 metres. And Larry Cassidy had no option at the 800 metre mark to go right around the field and go to the front. And she just spent too much petrol early. 1,200 or metres will suit her a lot better. And I've got the 8 2 C's. I think she's a watch filly. Graham Murray trains. She was placed 1 out of 4 runs last preparation. There's no trials. He's already struck here. And a heap of winners had come out of those maidens last preparation. I think she's a massive watch. 3, 7, 11, and 8 in race 5.
Race 6, now 1 passing 1 to 41, 2 out, 3 Torfolk Boy, 3 even, 4 out, 5 Dream Master, 280, 6 Raffles Choice, 460, 7, 8 out, 9 Lethal Dream, 21. 10 So Optimus is 21. 11 Carry On Ringo, 10. 12 Manuki Bill, 19. 13 Out, 14 Saxophone, 15. 15 Crooked Gent, 41. 16 Naquam, 101. Interesting market with 5 Dream Master, 280 favoured, just ahead of the 3 Torfig Boy, $3.
Yeah, look, these are the two horses, Sean. They're both trialled up really good. They've had a little bit of a break on 5, 3, 6, and 11. Look, I'm with Dream Master here. He's had 19 goes. He's won 5, been placed 5. He won at the Gold Coast, won at Durban last prep. Now, Toby Edmonds took him to two. He's had 3 trials overall. He had 1 trial, and then he spaced him. He went to the next trial, and he ran 6-6 at the Gold Coast in a trial. He just went around for have a look. We give him a nice pipe opener in his next trial when running second. Now, he took him to the Gold Coast in his last trial when running second there. The horse that finished directly outside him, and there was probably a 4-length margin to the third horse, was a horse called Handsome Thief. He went straight to Eagle Farm off that trial win to win at Eagle Farm. Now, he's got a good fresh record. Toby's ready to strike here again over the carnival, and I think he can get the money. The massive watch is 3-4-pick boy. He's had 2 trials under his belt from a 10-week freshen up. He's a pretty smart horse, and again, he hasn't been asked to do a lot in both those trials at Newcastle, and Chris Lees has shipped him up here. We've got a watch on 6 Raffer's Choice. He won at Wagga 4 runs ago. He won at Canterbury 2 runs ago. I totally forget his last run at Canterbury where he was off the track. He just couldn't get in whatsoever. So he comes back to country grade here. And 11 Carry On Ringo, smart filly, locally trained by Paddy Cunningham. She was pretty good in the John Carlton, the lead up to the Ramorny, the Iron Marley Magic. Off a bad gate, good gate today, and blinkers on first by my. I think they'll sharpen her up. 5-3, 6-11 in a very good race.
All right, race 7, the Jerry McMullen Contracting Grafton Cup. 1 at Grain, 350, 2 Exoteric, 9, 3 Suppressor, 5, 4 He Excels, 4. 5, Vaucluse Bay, 650, 6, Happy Go Plucky, 750, 7, No Money, No Honey, 14, 8, I'll Miss You, 151, 9, Sacred Day, 15, 10, Protest, 51, 11 Out, 12, Latino Lover, 151, 13, Uber Cougar, 151, 14, Missy Musketeer, 151. Favourite at the top, 1 at Grain, 350.
Yeah, well, look, I'm 5-3-1-9. I'm with Vaucluse Bay, Chris Waller's horse. Now, you go back 3 runs ago, you run 3rd at Doom, and he was beaten 2 lengths. He took him to the Gold Coast Cup over 2,400 metres, and the Lord Mayor beat him a length that day. He had to come back from 2,400 back to 1,820 at Eagle Farm in the listed race there, beaten 1.9. Not only that, at the 300-metre mark to the 200-metre mark, he was just jammed up. Jason Collett really couldn't get a crack at him, and then he had to come right off their heels and a stay, being stopped in his marks, and then he has to go again. But he found the line really good. Now, Chris has taken him back. He trialled him at Bow Desert in a 4-horse trial. He had a quiet time. He run 3rd in the trial, beaten 1.9 lengths. And he's a better horse when he gets over further. Like I said, he had to come off that 2,400 back to 1,820 where no luck in running. So I got him a 3 Suppressor. Look, she chased Igrain all the way. Well, she led an Igrain runner down late. The difference today between Suppressor and Igrain, Suppressor's that little bit better on top of the ground. Igrain's better on the rain-affected track. And at the Sunny Coast, it was a very heavy track. So if they leave Suppressor alone with McGilbray, he could get the money in. He could be the boy that could ride the morning winner and the cup winner. Igrain, I've got no knocks for her. She's won on dry ground and she's won on wet ground, but I think she's master more superior on rain-affected ground. And the lightweight chance is 9 Sacred Day. Tony Pike's got him the New Zealander. Now, he won a Demon. The horse had finished about 3-4 lengths off him with Champagne Vega, and Champagne Vega came here to win here last Sunday. He drops enormous in weight and he gets a good gate and he's in a top-staying stable and he'll run the trip right out. So he's got a lightweight chance in the race. 5-3-1-9 in race 7.
And if Matty McGilray wins the cup, we can find only one jock who's ridden the Ramorny and Cup double in the 1 year. We can go back to 76, Jeff Challen. He won the Ramorny on Swiftly Ann. He won on the Cup and on Tonic, Ray Hinton. And believe it or not, Manawapoi ran second, also trained by Ray, and it was the one they thought would win.
Right. Yeah, to 76. That's a long time, and we've had plenty of them come in and try. And I'll tell you what, that's a bit of history. If he can do it, he could easily do it. There's no risk about that. If this little mare can get a soft leash, she'll take a lot of running down.
And the way Matty's riding, he went on the Golden Retriever at the moment. He's flying, isn't he?
Exactly, yeah. Well, look, he's that young boy that's built with confidence, and that's what you need. And he's going in there and putting it all before him. So, and he said to him the other day, I said, you know, in years to come, we're going to see those days. We're seeing Jeff Lloyd retire on Saturday. He's the young boy that could take that step up in Queensland, providing he keeps it all together.
Yep, exactly. Now, the Kirby, they'll go like anything in this for last of the day. One Prince Mated, 41. Two Impregnable, 460. Three Flash Fibian, 17. Four Wooding Blade, 15. Five Patriot, 16. Six Boom Chicka Boom, 2 even. Seven Aim Lake Millie, 16. Eight Princess Lottie, 51. 9-10 out. 11 Attila, 750. 12 Another Sin, 850. 13 Call Me Brad, 41. 14 Morbitasi, 151. The favourite, Boom Chicka Boom for Jimmy Byrne, $2 even.
Yeah, she'll go Boom Chicka Boom out of those gates, 6-2, 11 and 4. He's just lying this horse. His Gold Coast wins 3 runs ago was good. He went to the bat out of Helen, run third. He ran second at Eagle Farm. He had 60.5 kilos. He did all the bullock and work up in front. And it was only the last 50 metres they grabbed him when running second, beaten 0.3 of a length. But he's got a 6-kilo weight drop here, and he grabs a gate. You know, you want a good alley. That's in the Kirby, and that's what you need to win a Kirby from a good alley. Two Impregnable, he's the massive watch. He resumes here from the Toby Edmonds yard. He draws 2 gate. He's had 2 trials under his belt. He's 3-for-3 here at this track. So you know he loves it, and you'll know he'll come out humming, and he'll be following those leaders wherever they go. I've got 11, Attila. I think he's going really good from the Sue Grills yard. He won at Scone, he won at Canamble, he won the Cannonball out there. He's got a lightweight, and you'll follow those leaders across and try to get on their back somewhere in it. And the little horse regimes, the full Wugan Blade. He's a really tough little horse. He's not over big, but he can hit the ground and he can run. He doesn't have to lead either. He's pretty versatile, but he regimes here with 2 trials of the Gold Coast and Deegan, and placed in both those trials, and the Gilbray rides in. So 6-2, 11 and 4 in the last, Sean.
All right, can you label one today on Cup Day, Gary?
Oh, I like Hellenism. I'm racing number 6 Hellenism. I think she's a pretty smart filly, and she got the job done really good in that maiden last start. And I like one of the values. So that support with a crispy one, race 3, number 7, $13 at the moment. They bet around $15, $16 last night. I think she's each way. So race 2, number 6, race 3, number 7, crispy one. Quaddy numbers will go 3, 7, 11 and 8 in the first leg, and then 5, 3, 6, second leg. 5-3-1-9 in that third leg, and in the last leg, just shorten it up with 6-2-11. But other than that, Sean, we've got a magnificent day. You couldn't get any better day than go cup racing, and all the fields are there, mate.
Terrific, Gary. We'll look forward to your late mail throughout the day.
Mate, I must say, you've done an enormous job, and the club and everyone appreciates everything that you do. You just get about and you work hard, and not only that, when you go to those shows, you keep them entertained. So you're a fantastic man for our industry.
We have a bit of fun, Gaz. Thank you. That's the main thing. You've got to enjoy life. And I was lucky I didn't get thrown out, so that's a good thing.
You're a great thing. Good on you, Sean. Good work.
You too, Gaz. It's 29 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with John O'Farr.
Yeah, thanks, Cozzy. New South Wales have beaten Queensland in an epic State of Origin clash overnight at ANZ Stadium. The Blues, they were heavy favourites for the game on tab markets, but Queensland, they certainly made them earn it, and it was a James Tedesco try in the dying seconds of the game that sealed the victory and back-to-back series wins for the Blues. India have beaten New Zealand in a World Cup cricket semi-final that was held over 2 days due to rain stopping play. The Kiwis, they'll either play Australia or England, who play tonight in the second semi-final. Johanna Konta has divided the tennis world with her post-match press conference following her quarter-final loss to Barbora Strakova. Konta has accused a British journalist of being patronising and disrespectful after he was pressed on accountability and her performance. And Carlton Blues legend Mark McClure has asked for an apology from Blues football director Chris Judd to interim coach David Teague for all but ruling him out of the position following the departure of Brendan Bolton. McClure believes the former Premiership player Judd was out of line with his comments. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Queensland's Harness Winter Carnival launches Saturday night at Albion Park. What a clash the Sunshine Sprint will bring, with the Interstaters clashing with Colt 31. And then there's the Oaks. All the Group 1 Brisbane Harness, Saturday night, Sky Sports Radio.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications have a fabulous filly. Buy a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and Nakara. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Sky Sports Radio continues to celebrate Harness Racing's Breeders' Challenge Series. Saturday night, there's the four Group 2 finals for the 2 and 3-year-olds, carrying $50,000 each in prize money. Tab Movers, Late Mail and all of Menangle Racing, Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. When it comes to recycling, there aren't always easy answers. But when it comes to recycling printer cartridges, most Australians know what to do. Thanks to Cartridges for Planet Ark. That's why we've already recycled 40 million cartridges, or enough to fill 80 Olympic swimming pools. To find your nearest cartridge collection box, or to order one for your workplace, search Cartridges for Planet Ark and get involved today.
Sky Sports Radio is primed to bring you all the very best in greyhound racing.
Sugar Skulls moved up, struck the front, too good.
Who will claim the Group 1 finals of the Peter Mossman and Vic Peters Classic?
Saturday.
Going Greyhounds, updates 10:40 each morning, then all the action Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And let's go on the pace, all right, from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Plenty happening in this harness racing world, that's for sure.
What have you got for us this week?
Yeah, look, I thought I'd have a bit of an update for you, just a few news items this week. I've got an update on Major Dan scratching. So he's been withdrawn from Saturday night's Group 1 Sunshine Sprint up at Albion Park. And I caught up with trainer Kevin Pizzuto yesterday, and he just wasn't happy with how Major Dan came through his run at Menangle last week. He was beaten. He finished third. He had a blood done on the horse, and it wasn't 100%. And basically, to quote Kevin, he said he didn't want to travel all the way to Queensland to run second or third. So he was a bit disappointed in the horse's latest effort. But it is, you know, there's nothing majorly wrong with the horse, which is great to hear. So he's just looking out for the best interest of the horse there. So sad to see him not go up in that race. He was the fancy for that one, and obviously after winning that Len Smith Mile a couple of weeks ago at Menangle, he really would have given the race a shake because he was drawn inside the second row with should have got a good trail. But anyway, that's racing. Todd McCarthy was down to drive Major Dan in that race. And now that he's been scratched, Todd will be staying in New South Wales, and he has been put on Tiger Tara, who will race at Menangle on Saturday night. He heads around in race 5 over the 2,300 metres this Saturday night. So originally, Kevin Pizzuto had Lauren Tritton on Tiger Tara, but now because Todd McCarthy's not going up to Queensland, he's replaced Lauren and put Todd on. So Kevin's very happy with Tiger Tara heading into this race. He said he's as good as ever, and at this stage his plans are still on track to go to Queensland for the Blacks the Fake final soon. So that's good news out of the Kevin Pizzuto barn. So good to know that Major Dan, there's nothing too wrong with Major Dan. As another update from what Chris Bardsley mentioned on yesterday's On The Pace regarding Ignatius, he's not heading up to Queensland for their winter carnival. But I did catch up with trainer driver James Rattray after Ignatius won the Breeders' Challenge. And there were plans for this horse to go to New Zealand for the New Zealand Cup as well as the Inter-Dominion later in the year. So I'm sure that's the main plan for next for Ignatius. So we'll see him on the track soon. Following that, we've got some tab market movers as well, Cozzy, for this weekend's features. The main features are, of course, at Queensland this Saturday night. So in the Southeast Derby, Lochinvarat, he's the horse that they've been supporting. He opened at $2.70 and is now into $1.85. And there's been a few big bets around him. So He finally gets a good draw again. He's drawn in barrier three. The first emergency is drawn on his inside in barrier two. So he should most likely come out of barrier two. So hopefully he can get the cash there. He was super unlucky in the Breeders' Challenge final. Drew well in barrier one and then just got caught in traffic, but was doing his best work over the line to finish second. Other races in the Sunshine Sprint at Albion Park this Saturday night. The money has been on Colt 31. He opened at $2.20 and is now in $1.65 following the scratching of Major Dan. Colt 31's drawn barrier two over the short trip, so that looks hard to run him down there. And then there's been support for Majestic Courtney in the Trotters Cup, who's opened at $3.80 and now into $2.80. So there are a few tab updates there for Saturday night. Also at Menangle on Saturday night, Cozzy, the Alabar True Blue final, and fixed odds are open for those four feature races. In the first feature race, race four, Shooby Doo for Amanda Turnbull is the favourite at $1.50. There's also odds open for race five, which is the free-for-all of the program, and of course Targetara is the short price favourite there at $1.15. He has drawn wide in barrier 11. Well, he'll start off the outside of the front row, but it's over the 2,300 metres, so he has plenty of time to work into that one. Race 6 is another one of the True Blue finals for the three-year-olds, and the fave there is Brooklyn's Best for Shane and Lauren Tritton at $1.80. Race 7 is one of the finals for the two-year-old boys, and Dollar Sign for Tim Butt and Jason Grimson's the fave at $3.20. And race 8 is the two-year-old Phillies True Blue final, and the favourite there is Dance Like an Angel at $1.80 for Brad Hewlett. So she was very impressive in her Breeders' Challenge campaign. What else do I have for you, Cozzy? The Indigenous Drivers Series that kicked off at Albury on Tuesday night. Winning that was Danny Gibson. He drove Madam Annie for Robert Walters, and she won quite convincingly by more than 8 metres, rating 2 minutes. For that race, and this heat was started early because it's NAIDOC week. There'll be more heats. There'll be another heat at Parks next month, then Young and Tamworth, and then obviously the final is the JC Caffin Plate at Menangle in October for their traditional Fisher's Ghost meeting. So it has started early, these heats, but being NAIDOC week, that is why. What else do I have? We had some racing at Bathurst last night.
Yeah.
And Josh Turnbull, he in the first race trained the trifecta. He's gelding, Yes You May, won the race with Isabel Ross driving, and Substitute ran second, and Yet Got the Chocks finished third, so gave him the trifecta in that two-year-old race. And Isabel Ross walked away driving a double. She also won later in the night with Maximus Red for Steve Turnbull. And Kerri-Ann Morris, she trained a double there thanks to Squire and got to be downtown. So some really good racing there. We've got more races at Penrith tonight. And also an update on that $1 million race. So I had John Dummersey on the Pace last week just to talk about this new $1 million race happening in New South Wales. And the Harness Racing New South Board are going to meet tomorrow to discuss more about this race. So hopefully I'll have some more news for the listeners on that.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you then, and we'll have a good day.
Yep, we'll do. Thanks, Cozzy.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. It is 18 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, it's Mitch Manners. I'm looking forward to bringing you all of the action this Saturday for Winter Stakes Day from Rosehill Gardens. From first thing Saturday morning, get your interviews, previews and tab markets on Racing HQ. Then join me right through the afternoon on Sky Sports Radio.